Kaitefakarongo mai kwe ki te purongo o te paitutanga. And it's time now for the rural news with Maya Barry in Christchurch. Kia ora Maya, now South Canterbury and North Otago farmers fear they're on the brink of drought.
Kia ora Mani, that's right. The Ministry for Primary Industries says the Waimate and Waitaki districts have received little rain since autumn and pasture covers are low for this time of year. It says some farmers are feeding out grain, destocking and looking for alternative grazing. A local farming leader, Jason Grant, says the situation is fairly grim. Winter was one of the driest on record and spring has so far failed to deliver meaningful rain.
Just not enough to get the soil sort of damp enough to carry us through to Christmas. Yeah, some parts of South Canterbury are in real dire straits. The southern part of South Canterbury, down near Wairunga and into North Otago, bottom of Waimate, they're almost in drought qualification at the moment, really, just about there. I suppose the only consolation is that we sort of live in hope that we still will get some rainfalls before Christmas. December can be quite a wet month in South Canterbury, even though it gets pretty warm as well. So, yeah, we're sort of holding out hope that we do get some rainfalls. But if we don't, going through Christmas right into summer, it'd be really interesting.
Jason Grant says meetings with affected farmers were held recently to get some plans in place in case conditions do worsen. He says with the dry hitting so early, farmers are missing the chance to build up feed reserves.
The springtime is really our harvest time. People normally try and grow a bit of a surplus at this time of the year just so they can make those feed reserves, store feed, baleage and silage. So that is the real kicker too, is that you don't even get the opportunity to do that. But I think there are people, you know, just if they are getting dry, they're just got to be planning forward, maybe putting the feelers out for grazing to send their capital stock away, trading type stock, keep an eye on the markets and start planning towards getting rid of them. So there's those few things that most farmers sort of know about and will be planning towards.
That's Federated Farmers South Canterbury President Jason Grant. And NIWA meteorologist Chris Brandolino says while this is the only area registering on the New Zealand Drought Monitor as being dry, he says it's still some way off meeting the meteorological drought classification.
Doesn't mean things are not dry, just not to the level of meteorological drought. And right now, across much of eastern Canterbury down to northern Otago, soils are drier to even much drier than normal. And unfortunately, when we look at the upcoming three-month period, so that includes October, November, and December through the calendar year, we're tipping that rainfall will either be near normal or below normal for the South Island as a whole, I guess except for the West Coast, where we think below normal rainfall is most likely.
That's Chris Brandolino from NIWA. Meanwhile, the Ministry for Primary Industries says it's monitoring the conditions and says support is available for affected farmers. Taking a look at some other news now, and the wool market is looking a bit more positive after recent sales saw prices lift. AgriHQ senior analyst Mel Crode says this was seen at both the North and South Island auctions.
All crossbred fleeces offered this month across the country rose in value by about 3-4% to sell at $1.85 to $2 a 10 kilo clean. The North Island greasy prices strengthened at the latest sale, which was a relief. There was over 6,000 bales offered. The top line of hogget wool sold for $2.23 a kilo, which was rewarded for its fineness. The merino fleece was on offer in the South Island. We saw values there lift by 5-6%. Now, this is positive given these offerings were fairly hard to sell last month.
And Mel Crode says North Asia dominated New Zealand wool imports last season, but she says their volumes are down by 13,000 tonne on 2018-19 numbers. By contrast, she says South Asia, which is traditionally a lower volume importer, is showing greater interest. There's a new push for New Zealand exports in the key markets of Australia, China, Japan, the US and the UK. The campaign, titled Made with Care, involves the food and beverage industry along with other groups and it aims to make New Zealand products more attractive overseas. The initiative is being led by New Zealand Trade and Enterprise, whose chief executive, Peter Crisp, says it's a broad campaign with a special focus.
We've crystallised that campaign, got a lot of consumer insights around it, got some great people to talk to the value proposition of New Zealand food and beverage. Safe, ethical, premium, tasty, taking that message out to the world. And really the whole point of this thing is to say, look, we're not just a good country, we're good for the world. And our food and beverage is actually good for the world.
The campaign follows positive publicity about how New Zealand dealt with COVID-19, but Peter Crisp downplays that success.
We've been pretty careful with any sense of gloating or advancing our own COVID management as an advantage internationally. Lots of different countries have done lots of different things with COVID. There's definitely a view internationally that we've done pretty well, but we're leaving that below the line and implicit. So being a little bit humble about our COVID management.
And Peter Crisp adds New Zealand, as a net exporter of food for more than 40 million people, is well placed to provide safe, nutritious and ethical products. New figures show government subsidies are projected to make up more than a third of all farm income in the United States this year. These payments cover long-standing crop insurance, as well as newer programs to compensate farmers for lost sales during the US-China trade war. Other money has gone to compensate corn farmers who lost business when President Trump took steps which reduced the amount of biofuel in fuel for vehicles. The US Department of Agriculture says federal payments to farmers are expected to reach a record $51.2 billion this year. That's more than a third of farmers' incomes and around a quarter of New Zealand's entire GDP. Some of the money goes to farmers in battleground states like Wisconsin and Ohio, and led to accusations of vote buying in the upcoming presidential election. And that wraps up the Rural News today. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 6:25 on Morning Report. Mā te wā.